It's about you, your health, your family, and your community. This is Sunday Morning Magazine with your host, Rodney Lear.
And good morning. Hope you're having a blessed weekend. Welcome to another edition of Sunday Morning Magazine. Remember, for more information on the show, all you have to do is go to our Facebook page, Sunday Morning Magazine with Rodney Lear on Facebook. Head there now, like us there now. You can actually join the conversation there as well. And you can also listen to the show anytime you like. All you have to do is go to your favorite podcast app and subscribe to Sunday Morning Magazine with Rodney Lear. You can go there. You can go to Podcast One or iTunes. This morning, we take a look at some of our favorite interviews from the world of HGTV and the Food Network. We begin this morning with Hillary Farr. Hillary is the co-host of Love It or List It, which airs on HGTV, of course, on Mondays at 9 p.m. It's our pleasure to welcome Hillary Farr to Sunday Morning Magazine.
Well, thank you. It's a pleasure to be with you in spirit, if not body.
Now, let's talk about the show Love It or List It. For the few people that may have not seen the show, tell us about the show, please.
All right, Love It or List It is myself and my co-host, David Visentine, pitted against each other to try and convince our homeowners that, in my case, they should love their house again, in spite of whatever they have grown to hate about it. And David is going to try and convince them that they should move on to something beautiful that he has found them and list their home. That's the basic premise. Will you stay? Will you go? Will you love it? Or will you list it?
All right. Now, believe it or not, and I'm not just saying this because you're on the show this morning, but I'm always rooting for people to love it.
Now, why do you say believe it or not? Of course I believe it.
Okay, good, good, good. Now, how did the opportunity for the show come about for you, Hillary?
For me personally, I have my own interior design business, and a very, very good friend of mine who is in the entertainment industry saw that they had posted that they needed a host for a new show and convinced me, against all my instincts, to go and meet with the producers, which I did, and they liked me, and that's the story.
And the rest is history.
Long afterwards, yeah.
Okay. Now, on the show, there's a lot of sparring and a lot of smack talking between you and your co-host, David. Tell us about their relationship. Do you two argue like that off the camera?
Yes. We actually really do. We are the Bickersons. We are intensely competitive. We truly are. He's more competitive than I am. He would win at any cost. If he could cheat, he would. In the best way. We adore each other. We respect each other. But we have opposing ideas on just about everything.
All right.
So, that's us.
All right. So when designing for the show Love It or List It, what are some of your biggest challenges for you?
The biggest challenge that I have is that I can't actually physically increase the size of the house. Mm. I don't put on additions. I don't put on second stories. I have to work within the envelope of the house and still convince them, in spite of what David might show them, that this house can work. So it's really a huge challenge in terms of rejigging space, reimagining space, taking down walls, but always within whatever size I have to work with. And that's a huge challenge.
So, Hillary, take us behind the scenes of the show. What are some things that go on behind the scenes of the show that the viewers just don't get a chance to see?
Well, they don't see me with a bag of Oreos and a cup of coffee in my hand that I devour between shooting. You know what? Things go wrong on set all the time that the viewers don't see. Everything from me flubbing my lines, making a huge mistake when I take a giant step and actually get entangled in something that's been left on the floor and take a fall. We find things that are unexpected. We've expected something. We have revealed it. We're ready to shoot it. And then I get a call, Hillary, come on upstairs and look at this. And they found a leak that we weren't expecting. So we have to suddenly rejig everything about the story, the lighting, to encompass yet another problem that we found. Truly, every single show and every single minute on every show is an adventure.
Now, let's talk about Christmas. Let's talk about, first of all, what is Christmas like at your house, Hillary?
Well, there are three cats and a dog in residence already. My son has his dog. My other friend has two dogs. So already we have a zoo. Then there's usually between 18 and 21 who show up. It's big and fun and a little bit cramped. It's very traditional. I do a very traditional Christmas. I love cooking turkey and stuffing and Brussels sprouts and all those good things.
Mm.
Trifle, my sister sends a Christmas pudding over from England every year that she makes. Mm. It's an all-day event. It's just the best fun. It really is. It's just wonderful. Exhausting. And fabulous.
And in case you're just tuning in, we're speaking to Hillary Farr. Hillary is the co-host of HGTV's Love It or List It, which airs on Mondays at 9 p.m., of course, on HGTV. Now, Hillary, let me ask you this. I know the holiday season is a way off here, but I want to ask you this since I have you on the phone. What are your must-haves for the holiday season for Christmas?
You know, on a practical level, I really always anticipate at least one or maybe two people or more not making it home for any reason. It could be a snowstorm, mm-hmm. and it could be just a little bit too much bubbly. Whatever that is, I always have my guest room ready. I have pillows, blankets ready at any point so that sofas can be slept on, spare rooms can be slept in, and I always expect and always end up with at least two or three overnight guests. So that's one of the things that I always have ready on the practical level. In terms of the fun level, I always ask people to bring one little ornament so that they can put something, can be tiny, on the tree so that every year when I take those out of the wrappings, it comes with a memory. I know exactly who gave it to us. I remember the year. It takes me back to that Christmas day. I find that really important and fun. I do have a lot of ornaments.
All right.
But the trees just get bigger to accommodate them.
What are some holiday decorating tips that you can offer to our listeners to help them save money this holiday season?
Well, first of all, the tree. If you are going to get a tree, I tend to leave decorating the tree to as close to Christmas Day as possible. I actually find that fun, but you'll also find that it's less expensive to do it that way. In terms of decorating, your table is going to be covered with food, but to make it look wonderful and inviting before your guests show up, there really is a very inexpensive way of dressing your table, and that is simply taking the greenery that you would normally have in your planters or you even see outside your front door and put some of those on your table. Create a centerpiece. It can be as simple as some greenery and take a whole load of tangerines and persimmons and put those in the center of your table with a couple of candles and candlesticks, and bingo, you actually have an edible and beautiful centerpiece for your table. Costs virtually nothing.
All right. Sounds really good. Now, what advice would you offer to those planning to host a holiday party in their own home this holiday season? What advice would you give them?
First of all, don't stress out.
Okay.
You know, the worst thing is when you have been the host, you've been up since who knows what hour, getting the turkey in on time, and by the time your guests arrive, you're exhausted and you're cranky and you're crabby. You have to find a way around that. Everybody is coming to your house because they want to be with you and they want to spend time with you and your family. The turkey or whatever it is you've chosen to cook for Christmas is secondary. It's a bonus almost. So don't spend all your energy dealing with the food having to be perfect and everything having to be perfect at the expense of you enjoying yourself and thereby your guests enjoying themselves. It just ruins the day for everyone. That's all I have to offer on that. I've burned turkey, I've messed up, and in the end, really, if you let it bother you, you've ruined what should be a fabulous day.
And that's a really good point, and I'm so glad you brought that up, Hillary. So many people are stressed out during the holiday season, and along those same lines, what are some of the best time-saving holiday tips you can offer to our listeners?
Oh, God, I do so much preparation leading up to Christmas Day in terms of cooking and in terms of planning. I've made sure that all my silverware is out and ready to go, that I have all the plates and they don't all match for that many people, by the way, but that I've figured out a way to pull everything together, mismatched or not. I have my serving bowls ready to go. Everything is washed, rinsed, ready to go, and I prepare stuffing. I prepare every bit of food that I can in advance. And that is incredible time saver. The table is set the night before, so I don't have to do that on Christmas Day. And it just takes probably at least 3 hours of work out of that day's actual Christmas Day.
Now, for those that are wishing to do something very lavish this holiday season, what, in terms of a decorating project in the home, what would you suggest?
Well, lavish and they have time on their hands.
Yeah.
That's a wonderful combination and pretty rare.
Mm-hmm.
You know, I'm a big fan of gold, and I'm loving what is out there in terms of candle holders and the gold and the silvery touches that you can use every Christmas, but particularly this Christmas. I have made a wreath for the front door that is a combination of peacock feathers with this very stunning gold sequined ribbon that is wrapped around it and then just hangs down below. It's absolutely beautiful, and I've taken that motif back inside the house too, so that you can have arrangements that are taking all sorts of unusual elements. In my case, it's peacock feathers, which are big this year, but not the average Christmas decoration. And then add it with some branches and some leaves that you can just spray off with some gold and silver paint. Don't make it too gold or too silver. You can blend the two metals. It looks absolutely stunning and very, very luxurious. And by the way, peacock feathers are pricey.
Well, we're out of time this morning. Hillary, if our listeners would like to find out more about you, how can they do so?
They can find me on Twitter, they can find me on Facebook, and they can go to my website at www.com, Hillary Farr Design.
All right, and with that, we're out of time. We've been speaking to Hillary Farr, co-host of HGTV's Love It or List It. Love It or List It airs on Mondays at 9 p.m., of course, on HGTV. For more information about the show, reach out to us on our Facebook page, Sunday Morning Magazine with Rodney Lear on Facebook. Head there now and like us there now.
Stick around. We'll be back with more Sunday Morning Magazine in a moment.
Spectrum One is a big deal. You get Spectrum Internet with the most reliable internet speeds, free advanced Wi-Fi for enhanced security and privacy, and a free Spectrum Mobile Unlimited line with nationwide 5G included, all while saving big. For the big speed, big reliability, and big savings you want, get Spectrum One. Just $49.99 a month for 12 months. Visit spectrum.com/bigdeal for full details. Offer subject to change. Valid for qualified residential customers only. Service not available in all areas. Restrictions apply.
At Capella University, you'll get support from people who care about your success. From before you enroll to after you graduate, pursue your goals knowing help is available when you need it. Imagine your future differently at capella.edu.